Knoxville Opera is presenting the Tennessee premiere of a rarely performed opera by Donizetti, Maria Stuarda. Performances are Friday, April 28th at 7:30 and Sunday, April 30th at 2:30, and as usual, will be given at the Tennessee Theater in downtown Knoxville. And here to talk to me today about this opera is soprano Rochelle Bard, who is singing the role of Mary, Queen of Scots. Welcome, Rochelle. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, let's start off with the basics. What happens in this opera? When does it take place?
It is essentially the confrontation between Mary, Queen of Scots, and her cousin, Queen Elizabeth. And according to the historical books, they never actually met, but they wrote letters back and forth. And in the opera, to make it a little more soap opera-y, they have this huge confrontation at the end of Act One where they meet for the first time. And Mary has fled from Scotland to England in hopes that Elizabeth will take care of her and take her in. And essentially, she puts her in jail, or she puts her under house arrest, much to her dismay. So a few years later, she finally meets Elizabeth, and she begs for forgiveness. Of course, Mary's the Catholic one, and Queen Elizabeth is the Protestant one, and they have that head-to-head thing. But she begs for forgiveness, saying, like, please take me in. Please forgive me. Please let's, you know, be sisters. And Queen Elizabeth will have none of it and calls her some really nasty Italian names. And finally,
which
Mary,
always sound worse
in
Italian.
They're so good. They're so good. There's even spitting. But Mary just loses her mind and says that enough is enough and calls her names back and essentially gets herself killed.
So why does Elizabeth hate you so much?
Well, Elizabeth, the virgin queen, has decided not to get married. And everyone's been trying to marry off Queen Elizabeth her entire life, right? So she's decided not to get married and, in a sense, does not have an heir. And Mary has rights to the throne of England. And so Mary is her biggest threat. And I don't think she really wanted to put Mary to death. She wanted to just keep her, you know, down. So the confrontation between them is incredible. But Mary has an heir. She's been married three times. Her husband keep dying on her. I know. I really believe after reading the books, it's not Mary's fault. But one of them is questionable. She may have been responsible for the death of her second husband, but we're not quite sure.
But and so who are some of the other characters in this drama, and who are the singers portraying these roles?
Sure. So Robert Lester is the tenor, is the guy in between us. So he is reportedly Elizabeth's long-term lover. And in the opera, he actually really loves Mary. So he's playing both of us, and he's pleading to Elizabeth to try to get her to forgive me and get me out of jail. And she sees us together, and she says, what is this? What is this? And gets mad at Mary because she thinks I've bewitched every man I've ever met and is really stealing Robert from her. So she sentences Robert to actually have to watch my beheading, which is the worst. Yeah. It's just the worst.
Ouch. There's always a love triangle in opera.
Always. In Italian love. In Italian opera, for sure.
And then who's singing the role of Queen Elizabeth?
Queen Elizabeth is played by a mezzo-soprano, Catherine Daniel. She goes by Kathy. She's from Canada. She has the fiercest, most incredible music. She's a wonderful, wonderful singer. It's great to sing with her. And the person playing Robert is David Guzman, who's from Colombia originally, but now lives in New York, is an amazing. And the bad guy in the opera is Scott Bearden, who you may have seen play Scarpia, the bad guy in Tosca. So he's Lord Cecil, or Cecil, however you pronounce it. And he's trying to convince Elizabeth to just get rid of Mary, get rid of her already. So
those are the players.
Yes.
Let's go a little more in depth with your character. Who is Mary Stuart? Is she an evil woman?
No. I truly believe, and it's not just because I'm playing her, she has such a beautiful heart. So she is Queen Elizabeth's foil. Queen Elizabeth plays this very, maybe overly strong woman, because women were not supposed to rule, and she was literally breaking all the rules by not getting married. So she had to really play that part. Mary was truly Catholic, really believed in forgiveness and prayer, and she did have a legitimate claim to the throne of England. And I don't think she meant to make Elizabeth quite so angry. Mm-hmm. But she made bad decisions mm-hmm. during her life for love, really bad decisions. And she paid for those.
Have you ever sung this role before?
No.
Wow.
I'm not sure who has. No, actually, I do know who has. It's rarely done, yeah. this opera. And now that I've gotten into it, it is just the most beautiful music I think I've ever heard.
So are you basing your interpretation of Mary Stuart on historical facts or more on the librettist and Donizetti's portrayal of her through their writing?
I find them to be very similar, actually. Historical accounts of Mary's life, she's a very sympathetic character. She really does mean well. She doesn't need everybody to be Catholic. You know, she's not fighting that war. But, you know, in the score of Maria Stuarta, the music is so beautiful. She knows the bad decisions she's made, and she's really ready to ask for forgiveness and to move on with her life. And she just wants England to succeed by the time she gives up in Act Two. At the end, she says to Lord Cecil, she says, "I just want to say one more thing. If you could give Elizabeth this message." And he says, "Okay, fine." And she goes into this most beautiful music about how she forgives her, and she hopes that she does well and that England does well and that she does not take any of it personally. She understands.
Wow, I can't even imagine having that kind of humility at that point.
Right.
You know, like forgiving someone who is about to chop your head off.
Right.
That's intense.
Within moments. Yeah. She was so calm, and I'm sure she was playing the part of being calm, but was really ready for that. She was just a very graceful woman, mm-hmm. but in her younger years did have some fire. Mm-hmm. She was the Queen of Scotland and really stuck up for herself in an honorable way. I really like her.
As you mentioned, you've never performed this role before. Is it a different experience on stage performing a role for the very first time?
Absolutely. I've been singing a lot of premieres for myself, a lot of debuts. It's always scary the first time, mm-hmm. but here in Knoxville, I adore being here singing with this opera company. We're in such good hands with Brian Selesky, our maestro, our conductor, and Brian Deirdre, our director, is so creative mm-hmm. and so funny. I feel like we have opportunity to ask questions during staging, and we don't just have to do everything that everybody tells us to. It's a real collaboration with Bel Canto Music. We're adding a lot of ornaments and a lot of interpolated high notes, and mm-hmm. those have to work for me, the singer, or all of us. You know, the conductor sent us pages and pages, and I think 200 pages of changes to the score.
Wow.
Because you can, because mm-hmm. it's bel canto. But the process has really been collaborative. And so by the time we put it up, we're all going to be very comfortable.
Could you talk about some of the vocal demands of this role? It seems that you sing quite a bit.
Yes, Mary has quite a lot to sing. She has vocally, I call them chocolate cake notes. She has the most beautiful chocolate cakey, long legato lyric lines, and then absolutely crazy high notes. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm singing high notes all the time, but they're not of the, well, some of them are angry when Queen Elizabeth and she are on stage together, but this role, because of the way it was written and because they're making her sound sympathetic, has all of these pianissimo high notes, which is sort of my calling card. It's what I feel like I market myself as doing well. And I, you know, you go up for a high note and just spin it, and it's not loud and brassy. It should be ideally beautiful. I'm sure it doesn't happen all the time. But so we've got floaty high notes and then occasionally angry high notes. She's done. But then these just chocolate cakey moments of the most beautiful music ever. So it's a little bit of everything for Mary. Queen mm-hmm. Elizabeth has more ferocious coloratura because of her personality. Mm-hmm. And so that works. It's a very interesting show.
Yeah. So it sounds like you have to be able, you as a performer, you have to have a lot of different colors
yes,
in your sound.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. A lot of warmth. And then in the beginning, which she has this aria, when you first see Mary, Queen of Scots, I come out and sing an aria about, you know, bring my sighs back to France, and this languid cavatina, and then the cabaletta, the really fast part, has all this coloratura, and it's brighter and lighter because she's sort of young at that point. Mm-hmm. And then as the opera goes on, it's warm and dark and sorrowful and hopeful. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of colors.
And this is your third role with Knox Opera? So you were here for Trovatore and Norma.
Norma, that's right.
Well, for those who aren't familiar with you, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how you eventually became an opera singer.
Sure. It's a twisted story. I'm originally from Massachusetts, but I live in Connecticut now. I have a degree in biology pre-med from Holy Cross mm-hmm. because my family is all medical doctors and nurses, and I just thought that would be the prudent thing to do, and I was a pianist, accompanist. Mm-hmm. My sister is a musical theater singer, so I was always her, like, right-hand man. Mm-hmm. And the two of us, we were the Bard sisters. We would sing and play at various things, and I love her to death. She's still singing musical theater at home. So I really fell into it by accident. I was teaching biology before I was going to take the MCATs, and just hated teaching classroom. It wasn't for me at all.
Yeah.
And somebody heard me singing The Sound of Music. I was the Mother Abbess. Mm-hmm. And he came up to me afterwards and he said, "Why aren't you singing professionally?" And I said, I don't know. I'm a teacher.
He's and like, then you started sobbing.
I looked into going back to school, and it was all downhill from there. But I'm a pianist at heart, so I'm a little bit, I think, I dare to say, I'm a little bit more humble than the average soprano. Because I'm used to playing for singers. But then I just started getting into programs like Chautauqua and Tanglewood and all of these things sort of by accident. And I used to tell people I was a pianist instead of a singer because I didn't relate with the drama, you know? I'm
so
a
funny.
Little bit more of a diva now, I guess.
So all of that came about just because one person asked you. You just never know.
Right?
The power of words.
That's right.
Well, Rochelle, I believe that's all I have for you today. Thanks so much for stopping by WUOT, and best of luck on your performance.
Thank you so much.
Soprano Rochelle Bard, who is singing the role of Mary, Queen of Scots, in Knoxville Opera's production of Donizetti's Maria Stuarda. Performances are Friday, April 28th at 7:30 and Sunday, April 30th at 2:30. The opera is sung in Italian with projected English translations, and Maestro Seleski will offer an opera preview 45 minutes prior to the performance. More information on this event is available online at knoxvilleopera.com or by phone at 524-0795.